Hey guys, it's your girl Tina. Happy New Year. Oh my god, it's been so long. But yeah, basically welcome to Amibo. If you're new here, thank you for listening to us today. And you should probably, you know, follow us, go listen to our old stuff too if you want to do that. And if you're coming back, I'm going to say Happy New Year to you. Thank you for choosing to stick with us. I know we're tough, you know, we are not consistent, but you're still here. Thank you. And yeah, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode.
Episodes of an African child.
It's hard still. It's hard for us.
Was outside. I want to say outside Nigeria. Let me just, because there's still some countries where some of these things happen. Yeah, so let me just say outside Africa, like this. You have, like this now. It's like you have visa to shout to do anything.
I mean, the Middle Eastern and Asian community would disagree with you because those ones know where it's at. They also have the cultured parents, but
exactly.
The Europeans, you know, and the Americans, they probably fit this description totally. Because if I go upstairs and slam my door, you already know the next day that door is going to be gone. That door is going to be removed from the premises.
Slam what? Are you paying for it?
House.
Slam what? It's your house. Slam what you want to slam or do anything. It's your house. For as far as to be like, you are under my roof. As far as you are under this roof. Once that phrase comes on, just know that this is soothsayer mode. Go cool
point,
like this.
You have to reset. Think of how you de-escalate. Start calming them down. And afterwards, you deep. Don't even say anything. Don't measure. For the next few days,
sorry, to be like sorry for yourself.
You have to be doing everything on time, on point.
Exactly.
If by mistake, Seth, let's say you don't, I don't know, wash plates or you don't lay your bed or something, that one will restart all the problem again.
We'll watch you well. It's a joking thing. Man, it's life. And then all these kind of things that your cousins like or your friends they come over. You have to tell them respect yourself. Maybe in your house, this one has not happened, but in this place, respect yourself. Last, I know that at least the only thing that I have the liberty to do, I have the full authorization to do, maybe it's because I've been ranting, they finally accepted. I can play my music, I can put it loud, I can do whatever I want to do, because like my door is somehow soundproof a little bit, because like it traps the noise. Once you open my door, forget it. You're in a club.
That one is a strong
That's how it is. Because that's like the only. That's the only thing I'm permitted to do. But once my friends or people are here, I have to reduce it. Because you know they'll be calling you every time. It's as if they have. I don't know. They just have this.
Come on, do this. Every 5 seconds.
Exactly.
Come on, do this. Oh, can't you hear me?
I'm like,
why do you lock your door? This one.
That's when they remember remote is not beside them.
Go and get me this.
Especially when it's the opposite sex.
I'm like, Different things. Sometimes they'll tell you to do something, you'll be like, huh? Since when? How? Where? From why? Why? Right now, of all the times to ask, is right now you're asking me. Oh my God. Then.
When my friend came over, it was like last year or so, my friends
Hey,
came over.
well.
Females, no single man. No woman. We're in the parlor, no problem. Honestly, did not even know that they were coming. It's when she came downstairs. I said that day, I won't say luck. It was God that spoke to me. He said, don't go upstairs yet. Don't go upstairs yet. Not like I had any bad intention or people listening. I did not do
You are allowed
anything.
to hang out with whoever you want to hang out with. Like me, most of my friends are male friends, and I've told my mom this before. Guy, not guy. If you by mistake say guy to my mom, she's like, I don't talk to a guy now. Now, I'll, well, don't spoil. That will now bring another discussion. I'll just be like, most of my friends are guys, and I know, yeah, you have this whole thing where like you don't want like me alone with like guys in the house or something like that, but that's just how it is. For your comfort, we could be meeting, you know, outside at parks and shit like that, but most times we want to chill in the house, watch movies, you know, just chill, be gisting and stuff like that. So there's food, so I'll not be going out and spending money. So just keep it in your mind now. And if I bring someone to your house,
Abby.
you already know the P. That's not feeling comfortable with the idea. If not, if I didn't talk to her and all of a sudden she showed up, shows up, and there's men now, she'll be like, "Who the fuck are these people and why are they inside my house?"
She came downstairs, she saw them, she put on this
That's always
this
it. That's
happy face.
always
She was like,
it. When they
how
now
are
give up.
you? Good afternoon. My mother did not wait for them to leave. Oh. She was like, she called me by the small boy name, Bobo, come. I entered the room like this. Ha. I'm like, is it not this person that was smiling 10 seconds ago? Like what's going on? The frowning on her face. I'm like, what happened? She's like, who are those girls? I said, they're my friends from school now. Like, you don't know them. She was like, did you tell me they were coming? I'm like, no, even me, I did not know. They just called me that they were at the gate, blah, 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 blah. That was the only thing that saved me that day. If not, I'll just go back and be like, people of God, it's time to leave.
Like, and
It
that's
don't
one
happen.
thing, right? All of
It's
us, we
time to
understand
leave.
once, like, we come out after the whole talk with the parents, and are like, "Yo, guy, let's do it outside." You already know your parents are starting someone else. That's why all of us understand, so we'll just separate ourselves and start walking. If not, what, right?
After that day, everything was just cool. I told her, blah, blah, blah.
Ew,
It was the day my girlfriend
ew.
came. Jesus. Jesus Christ. That one, I told her, good, I'm fine. But I don't tell her that it was my girlfriend that was coming. I don't tell her this one, I don't tell her that one. Ha. Hey, I enter room. Ha. I was doing Netflix and chill. Obey. Obey. I've seen entered room. I say, I thank God that I have not spoiled like that. She just opened the door. She saw me like this, chilling, TV on, blah, blah, blah. Blue lights, this one or that one. Greeted her, my baby greeted her. Like, well done, no. The next thing she was like, oh God, well done. I knew that it has happened. I knew that it has happened. My mother called me, oh God, I knew that it has happened. I was like, baby girl, you know where the door is. I'll escort you. Let's be going. Let us be going. She
That's
was like,
always the
so
thing.
this is what you're
You're
doing
always
now.
thinking far.
You're
I'm like,
bringing girls into
calm
the
down.
house.
Calm down. If you start putting all these things, it's like if you start putting ideas into my head that is not there, just calm down.
Exactly. I told her, I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry." Then now it's all good. Anybody who won't come, come on. But
That's
now
another
Corona
thing. You'll
has
be like,
brought
you don't know
another
these people. You
gbege
don't know who
again.
they've met. You don't know where they've been. You don't know who they've touched. Why are you bringing people to my house this one out? And I get that they're high risk, right? But these days, like, we're all like being cautious with COVID. We're all taking precautions, especially young people, because you know, once us we may get it, but we might not know we have it, right? So everybody's trying to take as much precaution as possible, but we don't want to hang out outside, because if you go outside, you don't know where you get it from. So it's safer if everybody is going from house to house, right?
Exactly.
You get me? So that it's inside, it's
House.
controlled. You know that
Exactly.
people are
You come
leaving
out
this
of your
person's
house.
house, you're going back to your own house, you're not going anywhere else, you're not touching anything, stuff like that. Instead of going out, it's
Exactly.
safer.
You
Straight to your
come
house,
out of
you're
your
safer.
house in that
Instead
car.
of going, let's say you could go
You are
to, I don't
moving.
know, what is this place called? Silver Bed or that Jabi Lake Mall or whatever the fuck, and then before you know it, somebody
What?
will come and say, "Oh, this one, that one." I'm like, "Ah, this guy." Then everybody the other person has met will have to start quarantining for 14 days. You're not gonna start doing tests. This one, that.
Exactly. It happened to my friend, Sha, but thank God nothing happened to her. She went out to, he sent her to go and get one or two things. And she went to go and do Yahweh.
Why?
Ah. Next
No.
thing, she fell sick. Then they
How will
coughing,
you be
coughing,
going for
coughing.
Yahweh in this period?
I'm like,
Like,
just
oh, for
respect
people who
yourself.
don't
This time.
know, right? For people who don't understand Yahweh, Yahweh is like where you go out to flex or just go out to do activities and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, she
She went
went
to go
to.
and chill.
She just became sick all of a sudden. Because she told me, I was like, where did you go to? She's like, she went to this place, she went to that place. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I'm not trying to be your dad or anything, but then, they told you to go to this place. Just respect yourself. The time will come where you go out and you get tired of going out. Even you in your room all day. Just do this thing and tell them, okay, later you want to go to this place. At least they know where you're going to. Not this one that you fall sick. They'll ask you, where did you go to? That's another problem. Don't forget that you're sick. Don't start attacking you. At least was just a mouth something. I told her that thank God though. If not, it would have been
That's
another
one
problem for
thing
me.
though. Like, you know, when you get
So thank God
sickness,
nothing happened.
for the first day, for the first 1 or 2 days, they are chilling with you. How are you feeling? Are you feeling better? Sundown. After that, the moment you can stand up to go and bath, brush on your own, that's the end for you. Come and do this one. Come and do that one. Help me this one. Help me that one. You're done. You're not sick anymore to them.
So sometimes it can be so bad that even as you're sick, you'll be like, my friend, will you stand up and go and I'll be like, woman, chill, please. I'm not 100% strong,
And they don't
please.
understand that even though you
Ejo,
can stand up
please,
and you can
easy.
eat and stuff like that, you're still not feeling good. You're just trying to do things by yourself, not that everybody has to do everything for you.
It's just generally,
And here now, second
difference.
wave of COVID is coming.
Then you just have to.
On Tuesday, we had 90 something new cases. It's because it's getting cold.
Like,
People
what
have
is
started
going
going
on?
out anyhow. Everywhere is open, so people are just doing whatever they want. Nobody cares again. That's why they don't understand that COVID is still a thing, bro.
At least in this Nigeria here, I'm not even seeing, all those numbers that'll be going up as if it's an election poll.
UK 1,000 new cases. From where?
I'm telling
From
you.
where? Any small thing, even if you're malaria, if you by mistake go to the hospital, bam, COVID. I'm like, excuse me.
I'm like, Although, the week my dad fell ill when he moved back to Uji, my mom was like, "And just go to the hospital and get help." The way my dad looked at her, even me, I left the room. Yeah. He was like, "Which hospital? Do you know what you're talking about?" My dad is allergic to hospitals. So if he's sick, he would so treat himself at home. So he would buy everything that is to be bought. And I don't know. He doesn't like hospital no matter what. If it's something that you have to go on drip, we bring the drip to the house. We bring the doctor to the house. Everything come to the house. I'm just glad that all these illnesses he has had has not been so bad that you have to go end of his life. I say, which hospital? This period, this corona, this COVID. Oh. Say, please mind what you say. Ah, even me, I was afraid for my mother. I'm like, oh, so this is how it feels when they shout at you and you just keep quiet. In my mind, I was like, yes, feel it, feel that pain. Outside me, I was like,
There was one time I
hello,
went
then
to my
we come on this
village,
please.
right? My grandma, it was like I think Christmas period, plus somebody was getting married, so all of us are just chilling, you know, for like a couple, I think it was like for 2 months or something. We were chilling in the village, and then one day, my grandma kept sending my mother. She now came and sat down in the parlor. She was like, "Whoa, this is my mom, Steph. Every small thing she will be sending me." I'm like, "Wow, so you can know how it feels to be frustrated like this. Daddy, I need better rest. So you can feel my pains and frustrations." You just started laughing. I swear to God,
Was the
I
highlight
will
of your
never
day.
forget it. Ah, if you see the look on her face, annoyance. She sounded like a teenager. She was like, "Oh, my mom says every small thing she'll be calling me." Ah, they know how it feels, man. But they'll know
They
how to
actually
admit it
do.
though. When they are doing it, it's sweeting them.
Yes,
They are
that power.
feeling nice about it, you know?
That power. Yeah, like me now, when I'm telling my little cousins, like when I tell them to go and do this thing for me, go and do that one for me. He, it was the D. This boy, I told him that, have you given the dog food today? He was like, no. I said, have you eaten? He's like, yes. I said, so you can eat, but you cannot give dog food. I was like, okay. So what about the trash in the room? You've not done it today. Well, what's going on? He was like, but I did it yesterday. I'm like, if you did it yesterday and so, I'm telling you to do it this morning. He was like, me, I cannot do too. So he's squeezing his face. Like, so this is how it feels when you're ranting. I could see the frustration in his face. He was like, "Oh, mommy, I cannot do too. I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired." I said, "No problem, no worry." That was when I told him. I said, "If you call my name throughout this week in this house, he said, don't call my name, oh. Forget it. This thing that I told you to do and you're not doing, it's paining me." I said, don't call my name throughout this week. Ah, day three. My guy said, Uncle Ma. I said, who are you talking to? Is it me? That, oh, now you can talk. So this is how it feels when you send somebody and the person does not want to go. Oh, man.
Parents are funny. They are
BBC.
really funny. Sometimes you just look at
Very,
them
very
and
funny.
you're like, okay. You know what? I accept it like that. You always be like this, but we love you regardless. Because that's what they're doing. Everything they're doing out of love, and they feel like what they're doing It's gonna be beneficial to you. Because
Yeah.
like when it infringes on like something, when it's something you do not like and you know you're not comfortable doing, that's when you gotta stand your ground and be like, yo, this ain't it for me. This is not me at all. This is not something I would want to do or something like that. But that understanding that is hard for them because they feel like everything they say should go, right? They feel like you're my kid, so you should like do as I say. Like I needed to break my parents out of this mindset of like them trying to create like a better life for me, but in their own image. Do you get like they wanted me to live the life that they wanted to live for themselves, but they didn't have the opportunity. And you have to break out of that mindset because, yeah, I see that like you want me to prosper and stuff like that, but I also have to do something I like. Because it's like, for example, I was watching this, I forgot, I don't know if it's a movie I was watching like that, and like it was about the, oh my God, I forgot it, but I know there was something which was like, if I do this exactly as you want me to do it, and I am depressed and sad for the rest of my life, it's not going to be on me. It is going to be on you. But I'm going to live my life hating you. I would rather fail on I'm on my own terms, right? And live my life hating the fact that I made those decisions, rather than live my life thinking that, oh, my parents made these decisions for me, and now I'm like, I don't have happiness in my life. I'm not living the life I want to live. I'm not. I'm. It was at this point we realized that we were no longer connected on the call and we had to reconnect. So what you're gonna hear is us reconnecting and trying to figure out what went wrong. Hello, what's in
I
this guy?
don't know.
Okay.
I went to Google Play. I just download this game. The next thing, bass, bass boost. Oh, did you? So yeah. Woo.
Man, everything is for parents. Everything is for.
Oh.
It's just you taking control of your life. That's just it. And everybody, all of us have to come to that point where we stand up for ourselves and are like, yo, this is how I want to live my life. And it's either you take it or it depends. Because we can always disagree, but you could always take it. And then if you feel like giving me advice, you give me. And it's up to me to make the choice whether I'll listen to you or not. And obviously, I'll not do anything that you don't want me to do, anything that will put myself in danger and put myself in jeopardy, right? So, of course, I'll be living a good life. Just I'll be happy living the life. Not that I'll be depressed that every second of my life is not me that's making a choice. It's you that's making the choice for me and it's sinking me into depression or something like that.
Just when you're clearing them, just
Those
proceed with caution.
recipes.
Respect. Put that respect. Don't sing. Go like one angry bull head first.
Head first into the situation. The way you meet wall like this, and you go and jam your head somewhere because they can't listen to you.
Yes,
It's at that point they'll bring up the argument. You're just a child, you don't know anything about life. I'm like, you realize kids go through so much trauma, and that's what conditions them to become the adults that they are because of all everything they faced in life. So, as kids, all the experiences you have are what is going to make you into the human that you become. And you're free to have more experiences as an adult, sure, but you will look back on the experiences you had as a child and use them as an example. That's just how it
Yeah,
works.
use them to like better your life.
Literally. Because I know for a fact that I'm not gonna be the way my parents were to me. I'm not gonna raise my child in that same way.
No, 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 no,
For sure.
no.
I mean, other than the maybe, you know, one or two beatings just to keep you in check and to reset your
Yeah,
destiny.
to keep in check.
Like, reset your destiny real quick, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I will make sure I try to create a space where you're comfortable, you can share things with me. Not that you'll be scared of
You're
me to the
able to
point where,
communicate.
literally, not that you're scared of me to the point where you start fabricating lies, start
Yes,
using your friends to lie, using different things. I know
Oh,
most
like I'm your
girls,
father, talk to me.
literally, I want my kid to be able to tell me, oh, my friend's having a party, I want to go. And then it's up to me to say,
Exactly.
okay, you can go, but you know you should come back at this time when it's safe. Or if you're going to be late, at least if I know the person, if you don't sleep over, sleep over. I know you're coming home the next day. Or I drive out to get you and come home together. End of story. And then we can be gisting on the way back home. Tell me how the party went, you know, if you met any fine
That's
funfairy.
all.
Just like that, things like that, you know. Not that you come and start lying. Anyway, I'm going to my friend's house. We're all doing a girls' night, having a sleepover. Girls' night. People are taking taxi to go to party, go to club, finish club, and go back to the person's house and like pass out. Or by 3 a.m. in the morning, all of you now be waking up from the boys' house that you went to your last party, thinking of how you'll be going to your separate place. No, I don't want that.
You just did. I didn't tell my mom I was going to stay out late. I told her about the event because it was more of an event. Me, I don't like parties. I don't do parties. I do more of like
Parties,
events.
sweaty people everywhere. I don't like that
Oh
combination of fluid.
my God. I prefer an event where it's more interactive. A party. I can party
Exactly.
in my room. Yes. That's why it's not music.
Exactly.
Let me
But like
enjoy myself.
interactive stuff like movie nights or game nights, or guys, let's say you guys plan the day. Okay, we'll go for a movie, then we'll go and eat food, and then we'll go to the house, chill, watch a movie, or like, you know, just gist and stuff like that, and then all of us go home. That's a productive day. You guys have done different activities, or we go to a place where they do games or something, and then you guys go
Yeah,
home.
like all these outdoor events, you meet
Literally, or
vendors,
like
meet new people, talk.
paintball or something like that, or you go to a fair where there's different stalls, like let's say face paints and all these other things, or like places where they're doing like selling clothes or something like that, and you guys just try on outfits, you know, stuff like that. Make good memories, not just party. Are you going for this party? Are you going for that party? Every
Party,
family.
everybody will shy. Next thing you forget what happened.
I'm not about that life. I don't vibe with the idea of like getting intoxicated and having a point where I don't remember what I'm doing, and then the next day I say that party is mad. What did you do in the party? You don't remember, you don't know, but the party was mad. How was it mad? You don't even know who you met, you don't know who you swapped anything with, you don't know who you talked to, you don't know who you've given your personal information, nothing like that. Man, it seems. But I mean, I
True.
commend people who can live in that environment and that society, you know, because they are, you know, influencers who are made for like hyping up parties and clubs and stuff like that. And they do that, and their life is good, and they enjoy themselves, you know, and that's their kidney. But it's just, personally, it's not for me.
Yeah, not like I'm attacking them or saying what they're
No,
doing is
like,
not good.
it's really good that
At
they can,
least
you know, do that. They can plan parties.
like they have the ability to bring people together and
Bring
all.
people together, they can vibe, dance to music, you know,
But
everybody can have
personally,
fun.
I'm not sure.
Exactly. And people don't understand that, especially here, right? Because whenever it's like, oh, they're going for a party, you already know the party is starting at like 10 o'clock in the night.
Yes, now.
And 10 o'clock, safe, half the people have not showed up. Around 11, 12, that's when people are showing up. Midnight, 11, 12, I'm dozing off.
I went.
So
It was
that's
all
where
good though. I told my ticket, everything. But I did not tell her that I was going to be late. Even me, I don't know I was going to be late. I saw that the sun was going down. It was getting dark. I did not check time. My mother has given me 20 missed calls. First round, first batch of call, 20. I did not look at my phone. I was busy with, my babe at that period. It's me, I didn't move. Sha, I was busy. Next thing was when my friend told me that, guy, check your phone now. I saw that it was already 6. Then some people, they can stay out late and all, but then me, that day was like, I think it wasn't the first time, but then I didn't just tell her that I was going to be late, so it was a problem. Ha. So I took her back home, or she was waiting for me at the gate. Literally waiting for me. And then welcome back, oh. Ha. I told her, I'm sorry, I didn't check time, blah 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 blah. She was like, thank God you're safe, but then don't do this kind of thing. Just have to let them know. Be very comfortable. That's when you tell them, if they are cool with it, right? If they're not cool with it, just respect your curfew, come back home. You have better opportunities.
Man, I don't know. They relate, let's say, going out, hanging out with people, partying, doing other things. They see you as having a frivolous life. They see it as things that will pass. Yes, it will pass, but they're memories that you can look back on. It's not like, oh, you don't even have to do this to have a good life. Yes, I don't have to do it to have a good life, but I want to be there. I want to socialize. I want to go out and meet people, go out and talk to people, especially in a place like this, right? In where I am, you need experience. For example, now if I didn't make friends with, if I didn't go to, all this started with like the job I got, right? Started with us going to a, I think it was a naming of, no, well, someone gave birth, yeah, and we went to like greet the parents
Give me
and blah blah
ceremony.
blah. And from there, I met this girl, and we became good friends. And we kept, hanging out, going to the mall, stuff like that. And afterwards, we became close friends. And from there, she keyed into like, oh, I need a job, stuff like that. And this year, she was like, oh, she got a job at this place. Do I want to come? And from interactions like that, you can get different opportunities. But if I had not gone, if I had stayed in my house, will I have the job I have today? No, I would not.
No, exactly.
That's just the thing. You meet people who help you progress from going out and interacting. Let's say I only met her that day and we vibed, but I'd not go out with her again. I'd not communicate with her. We'd not spend quality time together. And we'd not become, friends. Will she think of me as, oh, this girl that's always saying, she's looking for jobs and stuff. Do I wanna talk to her and this thing? She doesn't really communicate with me, so there's no point, right? That's really, how things will go. If I didn't keep going out and socializing, she probably wouldn't have connected me. That's just how it is. Like, you have to keep on socializing with people, because in this place you need experience. Where are you going to get the experience from? From going
You can't just be on your own and just come and one day that you own this thing done.
out.
You
You
need to
have
know
to
certain
know
things in life.
how things work, know how people work here. For example, now events and stuff, they're always in the nighttime. And it's not like, exactly. So yeah, I know how things work here. I know it's in the nighttime. You have to explain to them, yo, most of the things they do here is nighttime activities. So is either you key into it now and understand that if I'm coming with you, it's not just anything. Like for example, we had a team night like at work, right? We had like a really good week where we did like really well. So our boss was like, oh, we're gonna, go out, go do like a game night thing and then hang out and stuff like that to get everybody to know each other better, so the work environment will be good. And it was at night, so I left my house. I think my mom was angry with me said that time, and I told her, yo, I'm going out. She did not say anything. She just looked at me and I looked away. I was like, okay now. And I went, and we went to this archery place. And it was so much fun, guy. The amount of running and jumping and rolling around. I was doing parkour moves. I kid you not, guy. Ha.
Check it.
Aiming at people as everybody's running. It was so much fun, and it connected everybody. Everybody got to be friends. We got to see Some people are really athletic and stuff like that, and it just creates a good environment and you get closer to people, you know, have more conversations and stuff like that. But if I had said, oh, we're going for this, my mom would have asked me if I had told her, like, you know, explained to her, and if she was like not mad at me, she would have, you know, she would have asked the question with who, where, why, what time, why are you going, do you have to go, is it mandatory? And from there, we'll start talking about, oh, you don't really have to go, so you know, or just tell them you are not available, stuff like that. And that's how I have missed it. But we move, man. The things that
Fast,
happen
fast.
to.
So, baby girl.
It's time to, you know, say goodnight.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We both. We both know things. Oh my
My Jesus.
God. Man, oh yeah, do you have any words of encouragement for our listeners? We had one. We had one. Think away.
That's what I've been saying always, you know. Whatever you need to do, just, you know, proceed with caution, proceed with sense. That's just it. You know, everything about this life is not, it's not gra gra. It's not by power. You know, just be aware of your environment, you know, just proceed carefully and then to work out eventually.
Eventually, man. Life is not by one day or like all of a sudden. So
Exactly, it's a
it's a
progressive thing.
process, literally. People don't understand that, especially in this generation, when you're seeing on social media, everybody's blowing. You're seeing different expectations. You're seeing
No, it's not
everybody
one day.
make fast money. This one, that one. You have to start saving up. You have to be on your A game. You have to be. Nah, everybody's journey is different. Just because social media and peer pressure has conditioned you to think, oh, look at my mates doing this and I'm not doing anything. Nah, your time is gonna come and you're gonna blow, and you're gonna look back and you're like, why was I rushing at that point?
Exactly.
So just take it step by step. That's just it. That's literally how I live, one day at a time. Anyways, thank you for coming. Thank you for
Oh,
sharing
thank
your
you.
story with us. More
My
stories to
pleasure.
come, man. More stories to come.
Yes,
We just
more
scratched the
stories.
surface.
Yes.
Ayana, good night,
All right.
everybody. Thanks for
Oh, nice,
listening.
everyone. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, that was a good episode. I know it, you know it, we all know it, like you just gotta admit it. But all things considered, happy new year again. If you made it this far, you already know the drill. Clap for yourself. Yeah. You go 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And there you go. There you have it. That's the end of another beautiful episode. If you liked what you heard, you can always, you know, share us. Snapchat day, Instagram day, anywhere day. Just share us, you know, so we can reach more of your friends, more of your family members who you think can relate to anything that was said in the podcast. If you're new here, go listen to our old stuff and, you know, subscribe, like, share. I don't know where you can comment, but you can comment. It's true, we have Instagram now. Guys, we have an Instagram. Yeah, I'll probably, I don't know, put the link up at some point, but go search up Amiibo Business Center on Instagram and you'll find us. Okay. But yeah, that's the end of that. Thank you for listening, and hopefully we're more consistent and we post more content. So I'll see you in the next episode. It's your girl Tina, as always. Bye bye.